Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority. Woo-hoo! WFXS America. 98.7 The Foxy Knowledge.
It is a tantalizing Tuesday edition of Let's Talk, and it begins right about now.
Now.
On Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox. It's Jeff. It's Scott. It's, well, it could be you. Your big showbiz break is awaiting, ladies and gentlemen.
Showbiz.
All you need to do to get into the show business is give us a ring at 814-954-7266. 814-954-7266. There is lots to get to here on a Tuesday morning, but as always, we are willing to defer to you, the beloved listener, here on a, well, it is a little rainy, it is a little dreary.
It's boring.
This Tuesday morning.
Is this boring?
Yeah, it's going to make for a boring afternoon and what was supposed to be a very exciting afternoon and evening. It's going to be tough getting outdoor activities in. The big State College area, elementary school, fourth grade, well, I guess not elementary, fourth grade track meet is supposed to be today, at 4:30, I have a sneaking suspicion it is not going to be today at 4:30.
Ooh, yeah.
The Mad Turtle was going to, the plan, well, I guess it's still the plan at the moment, but, we were going to go right from said track meet to the scheduled baseball game, the Little League baseball game, this evening. I, again, have a strong suspicion that we will have no activities, when we thought we were going to have just one activity after the other, here today. Be careful out there. This is one of those, Yeah. And then something happens, it's like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. So, we had Little League practice yesterday.
That went well.
The Dear Mad Turtle, well, you'd think so. The Dear Mad Turtle was doing a drill. They were doing a infield drill. They were doing very well. The entire team really was. They were doing, like, coming up, you take a ground ball up the middle, throw it to first, ground ball to your right, snag that, throw to first, ground ball to your left or whatever I didn't say the first time, the other direction, and then you throw to first. So, you know, the typical drill. And, excuse me, so they were doing this with the kids alternating as shortstop, second baseman, first baseman, the whole bit. So the Mad Turtle is at second, and the Mad Turtle is covering and is scrambling to beat the runner there. And I think in the process of properly trying to make sure he gets to the base, just for a split second, took his eye off the ball and boom, right into the mouth. And it catches a tooth and it knocks it loose. And my dear wife and I are looking at it, and she's like, I think that's a permanent tooth. I'm like, I don't know. I've lost track of what's what in there. So what we didn't think about or know is that we live in modern times. So we called his dentist's office. And I guess they have a 24-hour kind of emergency line. And I think it starts with a receptionist or whatever. She's like, well, is this an emergency? And we go over the situation. She goes, well, getting your tooth knocked loose by a baseball is an emergency. And I go, okay, well, we weren't exactly sure what the terminology would be there. There's like, well, yes. So the dentist gets in touch with us very shortly thereafter. And we're thinking, all right, where do we have to go? What all do we have to do? Surgical procedures are going to be in place. Like, can you take me a couple of pictures with your cell phone? It's like, well, yeah, we could do that. We take a couple of pictures, and he's like, well, good news there, gang. All of the teeth, both teeth on either side of the tooth that got knocked loose are permanent. But guess what? The tooth that got knocked loose is a baby's tooth, kiddo's tooth.
Luck.
So it's like, oh man, fantastic. He's like, yep, just a little Tylenol is needed. Eventually that thing's going to fall out and you're going to be fine. Whew, okay.
That's a good thing.
Because we were envisioning, I don't even know what we were envisioning. It's like, oh, this is going to be a long night. And the Mad Turtle, showing some toughness and fortitude, finished out practice, did the drills. I'm like, it's up to you. He's like, no, I think I'm like, is it hurting? He's like, well, yeah, it's hurting.
Hello.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you want to go home, we can address it. No, I want to. So, little bit of a more adventurous practice than we were anticipating, but all went well. He seemed to be feeling fine this morning, so we're happy about that.
He just looks like a hockey player now.
Well, it was not as swollen this morning as I was fearing. Yesterday, right after it happened, I'm like, oh my God, which is why I'm envisioning the worst. We're going to have this major procedure overnight. But he did swell up a little bit. Well, not quite chipmunk-esque, but it was getting there. But we got ice on it pretty quickly, and he seemed to be not very noticeably swollen this morning.
Good.
So,
right.
Yeah, we're kind of dodged a bullet on that one, I think. We're going to take it as a victory.
Just been telling him to dodge the ball next time.
Yeah. Right. Just, hello. I just caught him, and you could hear it. It's like, oh, no. Just one of those where it just missed the glove, and it's like, and he had been having a really good practice up to that point. The whole team was. It is fun. I will say, one of my favorite parts, as I have been for most of my life, I'm known to procrastinate and to, I push the old, you get there 10 minutes early. It's great as a theory. I subscribe to it as a theory. And just with my life, my schedule, I'm like dashing to get there just in the nick of time, generally speaking. Occasionally late, very occasionally, a little early, but I'm always just pushing them. And so late with a lot of things, and late to marriage, late to fatherhood. Had many friends who have gone through, have the adult children now, all of that. And I will say, I wasn't necessarily not anticipating it, but I wasn't maybe understanding how satisfying it is to see your kiddo, like, truly develop and go through the stages. And fourth grade has just been a fun year in that regard. Athletically, but just maturity, like, things are starting to click. He's putting things together. Oh, this is why we do that. Oh, this is why it's important that I brush my teeth in the morning and the evening. This is why it's like, I mean, he would do stuff before, but it's like, now it's, oh, there's more understanding. And the baseball field is just a place where, not just him, it is fun to watch those kids. It's like, oh, yeah, this is why we need to know whether or not there's a runner at first. I can just flip it here to second. And they do it now. It's like, the first couple of years, you're like, all right, where's the play? Second base if it comes to me. Ball comes to them, boom, to first base. Like, Mikey, remember what we just said? Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, now it's like, no, they get it, and it's like, yeah, I remember, second base, boom. And that's why we got it out there. We got the lead runner. It is just, it is fun to just see those little incremental developments, and in some cases bigger incremental developments, it is that is a very satisfying thing to watch as a parent, as most of you already know. But I'm late to the game, and I'm enjoying it.
Oh, you just wait. The fun stuff still to come.
Oh, I know.
Oh, you haven't even gotten to the fun stuff yet, bud. Middle school.
Yeah.
Oh, what a fun time that is. Oh, and those of you who are current middle school parents, you're all not. I see you. You're all nodding your heads. Or those of us that had put kids through middle school. Your time is coming, pal.
I'm ready for it.
All right, we got a busy show coming up at 9 o'clock. We're going to have a couple of guests from the Center Foundation because here it comes.
Yeah,
here it comes.
Let's do it.
For these folks, this is the big event of the year. How do I know that? Because I have a whole bunch of postcards to prove
it. Yeah, you do.
Center Gives is their big donation event, which starts, in just a shade under 24 hours. Starts 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, runs through 8 p.m. on Thursday. So that would be, carry the one, 36 hours of hopefully a lot of people giving to, again, all sorts of charities and nonprofits in the area and in the region. And, again, I've got the postcards to prove it because they've been sending me postcards. Hey, don't forget us. Hey, don't forget us. I get emails. Maybe you've gotten those as well. I haven't gotten any phone calls. I would draw the line at phone calls. Like, nah, don't do that. But this is a big, big event, not just for the Center Foundation, but for all the different nonprofits that they support, which is, our guests will tell us, it is a now considerable list. And so we're going to have some guests coming up at 9 o'clock, talk about this big effort, what it is, why it's important, how to take part, some other related questions to, what's it like to be a nonprofit these days? Is it easier? Is it harder? What are the challenges? All that sort of stuff. So listen in for that, because if you plan to take part in this gig, again, it all starts tomorrow morning. If you maybe you have no idea what we're talking about, listen in at 9 o'clock, and maybe you'd like to, kind of do your part. That would be great. All right, boy, so many other topics to talk about. All right, we're talking about kids. Let's start with this one.
Oh, those kids.
Those kids. A new report from the Social Security Administration. All right. Now, they keep track of this stuff. And we've talked about this before, although it's been a long time. The most popular baby names for boys and girls. And we have a mystery here.
A mystery?
I think it's a mystery. Because now it's been 30 years since I named a kid. Okay.
Those were the days.
You can kind of figure out how old my youngest is. It's been 30 years since we named a kid.
Hmm.
And apparently those were just different times back then. And, some parents, again, you're rather creative when it comes to names. Name spellings and all this sort of stuff. But according to the Social Security Administration, apparently they just put out this report. They do this once a year. The most popular baby names for boys and girls has been the same 6 years in a row.
Really?
Which I believe is unheard of.
Now, I've never heard of such a thing.
Thank you.
See?
Thank you very much. There we go.
Trying to emphasize the point.
What is it about these two names, boy and girl, that for some reason, according to the Social Security Administration, these have been the most popular baby names 6 years in a row? You want to take a guess what they are? Let's play our game, Quiz the Iron Head. All right. Now, your guy's name is Reggie. Reggie is not it. That's not it. Sorry. Most popular boy, most popular girl name. All right. They're nice names. 6 years in a row? I'm befuddled by that. And then I've got an added thing, but let's stick with this. Most popular name, boy and girl.
Da, 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 da. Sarah.
Sarah for girls? No.
No.
No. Sorry. I only have the top two, by the way. I don't have
the
giant list.
Just the top two.
I only have the top. But what's the one at the top? Number one. 6 years in a row, according to the Social Security Administration.
This is not my guess. I will say Lily has become a very, very popular name, at least locally. I'm just thinking it through.
Well, there's something that's right. This is a national thing.
No, I understood.
So probably in different parts of the country, yes, yeah, certain other names, you know, rise to the top and yeah. stuff like that. All right, but no, Lily is not it.
No, that was not my guess. Oh, okay. I've
seen some lilies.
It's
though,
interesting.
So I understand.
Ashley's become very popular locally. Again, not my guess.
That's not it. No.
I'm not going to know. I'm not even going to be able to come up with
dumb. Boom, boom.
On the girls' side.
Well, you have a boy.
I mean, Jennifer was popular for a long time. That seems to have not. That was my sister's name.
That one's kind of gone the way.
Yes, coming through, when we were coming through, it was like, I think it was probably at least in our school, say college area, I think it was the most popular first name. I'm fairly confident of that one. No. But yeah, that one seems to have dropped off a little bit.
All right,
hit me.
Well, for girls, once again this year, the most popular baby name is Olivia. Olivia or Livy. Yeah. Now, could this be Livy Dunn?
Oh, clearly. There's
False
no other
Jesus girlfriend.
No other possibility. That would explain it entirely.
You know, that could be it. I mean, why do people pick names? Well, it used to be family names. Well, this name's been in the family, and so the name is now blah because grandma's name was blah. Maybe not so much anymore. The number one, again, for boys, again, 6 years in a row, really, Liam. Liam,
really?
According to the Social Security Administration.
We could have spent the entire 2 hours of this program, and I would not have gotten
Liam as my guess.
I am telling you, I would have rolled through at least 500 other names and not come up with Liam.
I've seen Liam a lot.
I have too.
Liam.
That
How about
does
that?
Not register as a wildly popular name in my mind. That I would never have.
Now, again, the Social Security Administration, in order for you to get a Social Security number and a card, you have to give them a name. So that, you know, and they keep track of this stuff. Now, what's even more interesting, the number two name for boys and girls has also been the same for 6 years running.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm stunned by this because I've seen creative, again, I mentioned creative names. Some parents out there, you are very creative. I mean, ooh, where'd that name come from? Oh, okay, very interesting. But the number two names, according to this, have been the same for 6 years in a row. Now, you haven't mentioned either one of these two yet.
I am not surprised.
Okay. The number two name for girls is Emma. Now, I've seen a lot of Emmas.
Yeah.
Okay, Emma.
Yeah.
Now, of course, the obvious question, why? Why Emma? You know, why that name? And the number two name for boys, according to the Social Security Administration, is Noah. Noah is number two for six years.
My guess would have been Luke.
So. Would have been Luke.
Yeah, seems like there's been a lot of Luke.
Well, again, I don't have a whole list.
Yeah, I understand.
I did notice in the one story, Mary, for a girl, Mary is down around number 120.
Really?
Now, that's amazing, because if you go back, I don't know, 50 years, 100 years, Mary, of course, was an extremely popular first name for girls. Now it's down around the number 120 spot. Now, isn't that interesting? All right. Now, my dad is deceased. Well, he would have just celebrated his 100th birthday earlier this year.
Yeah,
his name is George. Now, good luck finding George today. 100 years ago, George was a very popular name.
Yeah.
Probably George Washington or something like that. Now, I mean, good luck finding a boy named George. You just, that name's gone. And Mary apparently is gone. Nobody uses Mary anymore. That's amazing to me. All right?
Yeah.
You mentioned Luke. All right, that's a biblical name. Noah is a biblical name. Joseph, James. I mean, I could keep going. Mary, of course, is a biblical name, but for some reason, whoop, that one's just slid right off. How about that? Also, let's talk about kids. Now, we haven't had him on in a while. We've got to reach out to our friend, local representative Scott Conklin. Haven't had him on the show in a while. I've got his email address. It'd be nice if he responded to my messages, but we'll keep trying. We've talked about this before. Down in Harrisburg, there is a bill to kind of separate the public high schools and the non-public high school sports. Okay? And it's gotten a lot of chatter, all right? Seems like a lot of people like it. Some people don't, all right? This is House Bill 41, sponsored by Mr. Conklin. And this went to the House Intergovernmental Affairs and Operations Committee.
Of course it did.
That's a big, long name. That's his committee, by the way. I'm taking this from a statecollege.com story. They apparently had a vote this week. And the vote to move this bill on was 20-6 in favor. All right, now that's significant. 20-6 in favor. And so now this will go to the full House at some point for a vote. And if it passes there, then it goes to the state Senate. And if it passes there, then it goes to the governor and he does something with it, either yay or nay. And again, the whole idea is, we've talked about this before, so-called parochial schools, Catholic schools, and so on, yes, they can recruit, whereas a public school can't, or at least they're not supposed to. All right? And there's been for years this is unfair. And, you know, the statistics, I'm looking at the story here. This year, all right, the 25 school year, the football championships back in, well, that would have been December. Remember, there are six levels. The so-called non-boundary schools won four of those six football championships, four out of six. And then in basketball, on the boys' side at least, they won all six. The so-called non-boundary schools won all six boys' basketball state championships this year. And, I mean, right there, all you got to do is say, see, hello, there it is. Now, again, the folks that are with Catholic schools, and so they're fighting this, like, no, we don't want to do that. And what has to happen is, if they pass this law, what they're going to do then is they're going to hand it to the PIAA to say, okay, now you have the authority to do this. The PIAA to this point has been taking a very neutral stance, like, well, okay, we'll think about it. And it doesn't go much further than that.
Yeah, it actually already has the authority. They just...
Well, according to this, it would give... Let's see. Because I guess state government directly can't do this. This has to come from the PIAA. And the PIAA, again, has been standing on the fence or sitting on the fence on this one. So if they get handed a new law from Harrisburg saying, do this, I would like to think that might get them off the fence. What do you think?
There's a chance.
All right. There are a number of other states where they already do this.
I don't think they want to do anything that rocks the boat in any way.
Four out of six football championships, all six boys basketball championships. I mean, and I'd have to check the girls' side. I know there are at least several of the girls' side for basketball, and I could check out some of the other sports.
Well, I did see, and I forget now if it, I don't know if it was a bit, it doesn't really matter. One of the coaches, and I'm not even sure now if it was a football or basketball coach at one of the what we'll call non-boundary schools, either private, non-public school, was like, listen, it is up to the other school. Like, you just, when I was in public school, apparently he went to a public school as a kid, he's like, man, we never complained about that. We just put our nose to the grindstone and worked harder. So, okay, but stop for a second here. That is like comparing Penn State with, well, it's like St. Francis now.
Well, if St. Francis wants to be like Penn State, you just got to work harder.
But Penn State is recruiting from all over the country. They're giving scholarships. They're paying the athletes money. They, like, the athletic ability of their worst player is, like, substantially more than your best player.
Well, yeah, but if St. Francis, I mean, if they really work hard, they'll be...
No. Like, there is a disparity there, Skippy. And to pretend like there's not,
oh, you just sit around and complain. Go back to work.
No, that's not actually the answer there. I mean, it's fun when you're on top to pretend,
yep, we just work harder than anybody. Oh, and we recruit from all over the country and get some of the best athletes from big schools all around the country. And somehow our hard work pays off when these kids who are just playing in the neighborhoods that they grew up in, again, every now and then will you get lightning in a bottle where a great group of athletes comes up together, witness Bald Eagle Area Baseball the last couple of years? Yes, okay. It's kind of like Major League Baseball. Yes, do you occasionally get the Royals of the world to have a season where it all comes together? Okay. Yes. Well, therefore, it's all equal. The Dodgers, Yankees, and Pirates all have the same chance.
Okay.
Yeah, Pirates just need to work harder.
Okay. I mean, you can certainly have that opinion and pretend like that's the world we're living in. But for those of us that are paying attention and see the reality of the situation, again, you can work all you want. It's just not a fair setup.
Yeah, Mr. Wrestling, all I got to do is say Bishop McCourt, right?
There it is. And again, nobody should be faulting Bishop McCourt. This is my opinion now. I mean, Bishop McCourt has that ability, and they have a terrific staff. I understand why great wrestlers would want to go there. If I had a kid who was an exceptional wrestler, it's like, yeah, man, we might look at doing that because they do a great job. You look at Wyoming Seminary, you know, Blair Academy. There's several schools that have well-earned national reputations, and they do a great job. Also, they're not on an equal playing field with a Penns Valley area high school, which is drawing, you know, the kids are just growing up in that area. You're not just going to naturally have an area. Hey, look at this. Unbelievably, we have 8 Division I athletes all on our wrestling team that just happened to grow up in the same neighborhood. That doesn't
happen. No, that doesn't happen.
That's not the way that works, kids.
Not going. All right, we're going to take a break. We have our sports segment coming up. We'll have our guests later on. Yes, at some point we have some time. The Penn State branch campuses, of course, that got leaked yesterday by somebody. So we'll chat on that. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox on a beautiful, rainy morning. We will come back with more after this.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. This Father's Day weekend, The Fox will be giving away a spacious hot springs hot tub during a Belfont cruise at Talleyrand Park in downtown Belfont. Stop by these fine locations and get signed up to become a qualifier for the contest. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg and at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a sock-off, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit BelfontCruise.org. That's 814-280-5881 or BelfontCruise.org. The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise, Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Now, a fraternity or sorority is a brotherhood or sisterhood formed around common goals and aspirations. These men and women make a commitment to each other for life. The members that form a fraternity or sorority share their efforts, friendship, and knowledge, but they should never, ever look the same. That's why there's PAMP, printing and more printing. All kinds of t-shirts for all of your group's events, with the artwork as wild as... artwork as visually stimulating as your mind's eye sees it.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Y'all ready for this?
Oh, we're ready, baby. It is a Tuesday morning edition of Let's Talk right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff and Scott with you. I have a little open phone time. We'll be talking about Center Gives coming up a little bit later this morning, and lots of trouble that we potentially could get into over the course of the coming hour and
wonderful.
A half.
Great.
Or so. You never know for sure. This is the time of the day where we do take a check of the sports scene. Part of this is going to be weather dependent. Weather not great today, but Penn State baseball scheduled to take on Pitt at PNC Park, the home of the best minor league baseball team out there, the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Huh? Come on,
That'll be a 6 o'clock start if the weather allows at PNC Park tonight. Hopefully it does. Just a neat opportunity. This will be the fifth time, if the game does go off, that Penn State has played at PNC Park since 2017. The Nittany Lions go into the matchup with Pitt with a record of 29-20 on the year, 15-15 in the Big Ten. Nittany Lions have wrapped up the conference portion of the regular season schedule. Still have a three-game series with Xavier, a couple of games at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, and the middle game of that series will actually be played in Harrisburg on Friday. Pitt comes in at 26-23 on the season. The Panthers are 10-17 in ACC games this season. Again, first pitch tonight at PNC Park is scheduled for 6 o'clock. Boy, it was a beautiful day yesterday.
Yes.
And the local baseball and softball teams were able to take advantage of it. Some good games and some blowouts yesterday. Belfont softball cruising to an 11-0 shutout of Clearfield yesterday. Riley Santostefano went 3-for-4 and drove in 3 runs to lead the offensive attack for Belfont. Adrian Masullo tossed a 5-inning 2-hitter to pick up the victory as Belfont improves to 14-2 on the season. Tyrone topped the Valde Galeria baseball team yesterday 4-1. Caleb Irion had the Eagles RBI while Tegan Runkle had a couple of hits. The Eagles fall to 4-15 on the season. Central shut out the Penns Valley baseball team yesterday 10-0. The Rams fall to 1-19 on the season. Felsberg Osceola's baseball and softball teams combined yesterday to defeat Bishop Guilfoyle by a cumulative 28-0
score. Whoa! Wow. Okay.
That is pretty good diamond superiority. Felsberg Osceola's baseball team shutting out Bishop Guilfoyle 13-0. Archer Bowman had 3 RBI and Parker Lamb knocked in 2 more. The Mounties are now 13-4 on the season. The Felsberg Osceola softball team rolled to a 15-0 win over Bishop Guilfoyle. The Lady Mounties are now 11-6. Addie Jarrett and Morgan Vaughn each knocked in 3 runs for Felsberg Osceola. Also yesterday, the Penns Valley softball team picked up a 9-1 victory over Central as the Lady Rams improved to 9-5 now on the season. The Pittsburgh Pirates, they battled last night. Paul Skeens is on the mound. You know, you'd like to think you'd take advantage of a generational talent like Paul Skeens. Pirates are like, nah, we're good. Let's not take advantage of the opportunities we have here with a pitcher that is likely to go down as a legend in the sport. Skeens was masterful last night. Pitched out of trouble. I admittedly got himself in some trouble in some spots, but he left after 6 innings, and the Buccos had the lead, and then the Mets got a couple of runs in the 7th. They had a 3-2 lead, and you're like, oh, well, we're used to this. Then the Pirates say, no, hold on, and they come back. They tie the game. Like, all right,
cool,
let's get to extra innings. No. not with these Pittsburgh Pirates.
Okay.
They blow it. Pete Alfonso with a sacrifice fly in the bottom of the 9th to give the Mets the walk-off win. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa had himself a night. It was a roller coaster of a night for the Pirates shortstop. He hit his first career homer. His cousin was the legendary Ralph Kiner. And so he hits his first home run of the season in New York. You're like, man, this is storybook stuff. And then it's almost like Kiner-Falefa said, wait a second. Storybook finishes? Pittsburgh Pirates? No.
Oh, come on.
And so he had an extremely costly error in the 9th that allowed the Mets to go on to the victory because, again, somebody somewhere along the way reminded Kiner-Falefa, hey, Isaiah, you're playing for the Pirates. You don't just go out and have a home run and get to celebrate a victory. You're part of this Pirates morass. He's like, oh, yeah, now I remember. And so he boots a ball that sets the Mets up for the walk-off victory last night, and the Pirates season continues in its miserable ways. But they are 500 under their new manager.
Yeah, see?
Mason Wynn, meanwhile, homered in the seventh inning, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Philadelphia Phillies 3-2 last night. St. Louis has now reeled off 9 consecutive victories.
Ooh.
That's
hot.
Impressive.
They are
red hot right now. So they get the win with the go-ahead run getting pushed across in the seventh again, 3-2. The Cardinals take the opening game of that series. The beloved Buccos will be back in action tonight against those New York Mets. It'll be game 2 of that series. First pitch will be at 7:10 airtime right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox will be at 6:45, and well, we'll just see. Rest of the lineup today here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Of course, after our program, we'll have the Dan Patrick Show with Fox Sports from 10 to noon. Then Joe Lednoski rolls your way from noon to 2 with the Pennsylvania Sports Network. It'll be the Dear Goon and yours truly getting into all kinds of fun trouble at Quaker Steak and Lube from 2 to 4 this afternoon. Jed Donahue will take over the airwaves at 4 o'clock. And we'll take you straight up till 6. We'll have a brief interlude of Fox Sports. And then we will join the Pittsburgh Pirates Radio Network. Again, 6:45, the airtime tonight for the Buccos and the New York Mets. Oh, I despise the Mets, too. It just is maybe somehow just take 2 of 3 here from the Mets. Just allow us that little window of, man, a little bit of feeling
very
good. And as Mr. Giese mentioned earlier, Pennsylvania lawmakers yesterday advancing a bill that could potentially, that's a key word here, potentially overhaul the playoff format for high school athletics here in Pennsylvania. The House Intergovernmental Affairs and Operations Committee approving House Bill 41, which would allow the PIAA to create separate playoff systems for public and private schools. Come into your radio here just for a second. What it does is give the PIAA the power that it already has. But it reaffirms, I guess, that the PIAA can go ahead and do this. And then when the PIAA doesn't do it, it can't say, state law, we can't do anything, which is what they have gotten away with here for years and years. My guess is that this does pass. Everybody says, good, and then the PIAA says, no, we're not going to do anything.
They're not going to follow a state law.
The state law
I know.
Gives them the ability do something.
This is like the...
That they already have the ability to do.
This is like the hammer from Harrisburg, like, do this. That's what this would be.
It really isn't. It's like...
You're saying Mr. Conklin's wasting his time.
It's a gentle tap on the shoulder is what it is. It's like, hey, psst, hey, we think you should do this.
I think it's more of a knock on the head.
And the PIAA, no, I'm not. What are the consequences if the PIAA doesn't do anything?
I have no idea.
There are none. I do, and there are no consequences.
But why would you continue to say no when the state legislature clearly says yes?
That's not what the legislature is saying. The legislature is saying, hey, knuckleheads, you have this.
Yes.
This is reaffirming.
Yes.
Again,
yes.
If you read the... They already have the power. This isn't... So this legislation is just reaffirming and I guess making sure that everybody is clear that when the PIAA doesn't take action, it can no longer blame some obscure state law from... And this one is obscure. I mean, some laws are just laws, and it's like, wow, they were written a long time ago. Well, okay, this one has nothing to do. It really doesn't. But the PIAA could step in today, before any of this goes forward, and say, hey, we're changing this up. This is what we want to do. And nobody, like, nobody from Harrisburg is going, hey, PIAA, you can't possibly have separate state championships. No, not even a remote possibility that that happens. So this, all this does is say definitively and very clearly, this is you. You have the choice here. Well, they've already shown you what they want to do, which is nothing.
Okay. All right. Hold that thought. All right. Anyway, let's take our break right now.
Alrighty.
We're a little long, actually.
Let's do it.
All right. When we come back, that's some open time. Again, we got some guests coming from the Center Foundation. The Center Gives, this is a big event. Starts tomorrow morning till Thursday. Get ready. All right. You've probably gotten emails and postcards. I have got them right here. So a very worthy event. So we're going to talk about that. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Hey, don't go anywhere. We'll come right back.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. This Father's Day weekend, the Fox will be giving away a spacious hot springs hot tub during a Belfont cruise at Talleyrand Park in downtown Belfont. Stop by these fine locations and get signed up to become a qualifier for the contest. Dotterer Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg and at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a sock-off, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit BelfontCruise.org. That's 814-280-5881 or BelfontCruise.org. The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise, Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th.
Join the Nittany Knights as they perform Just Sing, 7 p.m. May 17th at the State Theater in downtown State College. This year's spring show will feature 2024 International Barbershop Harmony Society Gold Medal winners, Three and a Half Men, along with choirs from State College High School and Mountain Indian Park Forest Middle Schools. Tickets $30 for adults, $20 for children 15 and under. Get your tickets today at nittanyknights.org. Just Sing, May 17th, 7 p.m. at the State Theater. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Ready to relax in style? Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is giving you the chance to win a Watkins 735L Hot Tub by Hot Springs at this year's Belfont Cruise on June 13th and 14th. This six-person luxury spa is built for the ultimate backyard escape. Loaded with powerful jets for a full-body massage experience, LED mood lighting for the perfect ambience, energy-efficient technology that saves money while keeping the water warm, and the trusted quality of Hot Springs spas, the leader in comfort and innovation. Entering is easy. Stop by Clearwater Pool and Spa in Center Hall now or visit our booth at the Belfont Cruise on June 13th and 14th to sign up. Don't miss your chance to bring home this incredible Watkins 735L hot tub from Hot Springs. Check us out online at groupclearwater.com or visit our Center Hall location to view our full lineup of Hot Springs spas. And while you're there, be sure to ask about our lineup of Imagine Pools and Ocean Reef fiberglass pools. Make a splash this summer with Clearwater Swimming Pool Company and the Belfont Cruise.
As you look out onto your yard or acreage, you know it's coming. Lots of work and time. You may be excited about it because you have a Kubota from Dotter Equipment, which actually makes chores fun and frees up your time for other things. Or maybe you're looking at the lawn and acreage with a scowl because you don't even know if your lawn and garden equipment will even start. You need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota and the answers. If it's your first tractor, it's hard to decide how much horsepower you're looking for, what implements you'll need. Whether you're gardening or landscaping and keeping up with property maintenance, just being behind the wheel of a Kubota makes you appreciate the Kubota Compact Tractor for its simplicity and ease. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7, the Fox.
Fox Sports.
It is Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Not quite as nice of a morning out there as what we had yesterday.
Sorry.
I am noticing my observational skills are kicking in.
Wow, that's good.
And it does not seem as nice outside as what it was just a day ago. One quick sports note, and then we'll welcome our guests and some open phone time coming up a little bit later. They have confirmed now this morning the Steelers' opponent for the Dublin-Ireland game will be the Minnesota Vikings. That has been confirmed now this morning. It'll be the Steelers and the Vikings in Dublin, Ireland in the upcoming season.
So when the Steelers get Kirk Cousins, he can play his former team.
is,
if you're a Steelers fan, you know what we're talking about.
That is a possibility there.
There we go.
Croke Park will be the location of the game. I don't think they have the date yet. I think that is, it'll be week four. Well, I guess it'll be the, Sunday. I don't know what the, I don't have the date of that. But it'll be a 9:30 a.m. kickoff here.
For us.
So, that'll be kind of fun.
That's where
breakfast with the Steelers.
That's where Penn State played like 10 years ago, whenever that was. Croke Park.
So, yeah, that was James Franklin's first game. I was there.
There you go. Okay, let's move on. He's bragging now.
It was fun.
All right, our guests are here, so why make them wait? We have our friends from the Center Foundation, Kerry Tolton and Nathaniel Rasmussen. Yes, you have to lean into the mic. So, folks, welcome, and thanks for joining us today. Nathaniel, you go first.
Thanks very much. We're very happy to be here.
You're very welcome. And Kerry must be a big Penn State fan, because when I mentioned 10 years ago, you nodded your head. Were you at the game, too?
I was not at the game, but I do remember that.
Okay.
And I'm also not a Steelers fan.
Oh, come on.
And I was raised to be a Vikings fan, so I'm just going to say, skull.
Well, hey,
that's the end of the interview.
So anyways, Center gives tomorrow and the following day. Hey, good night, everybody.
Pull the plug.
All right, let's get back to some open phone time. We'll take your calls. No,
we'll do that later, next hour, all right?
I've converted to the Steelers for the most part.
For the most part.
At this point, I feel like that's all anybody can commit to the Steelers is for the most part. So that's a reasonable,
all right,
reasonable assessment.
We know who Kerry and Nathaniel root for now, or not. You folks are both with the Center Foundation. This big event, which just seems to be big, like getting really big, starts tomorrow morning. Center gives. But first off, let's find out about you. Now, Kerry, we've had you in the studio here before. So tell us, tell about yourself. What do you do for the Center Foundation? Tell us about you.
Sure. I am the Development and Stewardship Director at Center Foundation. So all things donor-related, gifts, all those Center Gives gifts coming in, and just, working with donors on those relationships. So I'm looking forward to this year's event.
All right. Nathaniel, let's find out about you, please.
Sure, yeah. I am the Community Impact Director at Center Foundation. I've been here just since the beginning of the year, but really excited to be involved. I've been involved with Center Gives with a lot of other organizations in the past, so this time it's been fun to see what's happening on the inside, and we have a lot going on this year for sure.
What does the Community Impact Director, what does that mean? What do you do?
Yeah, so we try to invest our funds in the community in a way that makes lasting change. And so a lot of times that means grants to nonprofit organizations. We also issue scholarships. And, of course, Center Gives is a big feature project that we do every year to help expand the profile of the organizations that are helping our community.
All right. Now, for either one of you, the Center Foundation, for folks that aren't familiar, don't know what that is, describe what exactly is the Center Foundation?
Sure. Center Foundation is Center County's community foundation. So, as Nathaniel said, we support all of the local nonprofits across Center County. We administer scholarships. We put on we have transformational grants across the county and special projects. We basically take in public dollars and give those to the nonprofits through grants. And that's it. We're here to support the public and make Center County better for everyone.
All right. Now, public dollars is kind of a big... What is that?
Sure.
We're talking people, government. What are we talking here?
Yep.
Just people. we thrive on people. We work with people for their support, and we give it back to the community, to the people. We are not tied to government dollars. We're not tied to any particular one family or corporation. Like I said, we're the community's foundation.
I don't know this. How long has the foundation been around?
We've been around since 1981. Judge R. Paul Campbell started the foundation as a trust. He saw the importance of having something like this, that where we take the public dollars and invest them and turn them into good for the community, and it's just grown since there. Now we have over $80 million in assets. So we have a lot of money to share with a lot of good people.
Wow. That's more than I thought. Holy moly. All right. Go ahead. You have a...
I'm assuming there's some communication with other similar organizations. We think of this as Happy Valley, and it sure feels like, while we have, I think, a growing need for some of the nonprofits and some significant impacts that are... obviously needed and are handled by the nonprofits, it also feels like we do have an area that gives very generously year-round, and certainly in this event. Do you have any comparison? I mean, are we doing better, which, again, instinctively it feels like we are, but I have nothing to base that on. It seems like there are a lot of people willing, even if they don't have money to give, it's like, hey, the number of people I see volunteering that I'm like, man, it is gratifying to see, because they're like, I don't have money, but I know the impact, and I love this organization or that organization. How are we doing, I guess, is the broad question, comparatively speaking. Do we have any numbers or information on that?
Well, as far as Center Gives goes, we have had record years the last few years, just to maybe not a comparison to other organizations, where though there are community foundations across Pennsylvania. There's, over 40 community foundations across Pennsylvania serving different areas, and they all have their own unique giving projects and giving days and things like that. But as you mentioned, Happy Valley and all of Center County is incredibly generous, and one of the reasons we have the giving day is to share that or give that exposure to the nonprofits and get people involved, and it's really kind of a swell of support. And we make it really accessible with just a minimum donation of $10, and what we've seen is is a swell of support and an amazing amount of support. For example, during COVID, the numbers just shot up. We weren't sure what people were going to have or be able to give, and Happy Valley and beyond pulled through. So we are really looking forward to this year and seeing what everyone can do.
All right. It also seems like we have a large number of nonprofits. Again, it seems like anytime there is a void where, boy, we need some help here somehow, boom, there's, it's like, hey, we're here to help. It's wonderful. I think one of the difficulties that some of us have, it's like, well, I want to give as much as I can to 100 different organizations. I don't have those resources. It's like, I mean, it really is. It's difficult because you read through what some of these organizations do. Obviously, my wife's involved with one, and I see directly the impact that she has. But they collaborate with a lot of these others, and it's like, man, it is amazing the amount of great work that is being done by the numerous nonprofits that we have.
Yeah, absolutely true. This year, I think for the first time, we're over 230 organizations listed for Senegives, which is an amazing number.
It is. I mean,
and they
just
cut
let
across.
That sink in for a
yeah.
second.
230?
Yep.
That's
different.
Way more than I thought. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, they cut across all kinds of things from education, health, housing, the arts, mental health, animals, very popular.
Yeah,
you know, literacy, all kinds of things for sure. And it's pretty amazing to see. And I've had a great time as we've been getting everybody ready, learning about everyone's missions and what they need, what they don't have, and sort of the enthusiasm they have, both for the event and for the money it raises, but also the opportunity to work together and to learn from each other and things like that. So it's pretty special.
All right, Center Gives. Let's get the basics. All right, starts tomorrow. It goes to Thursday. Either one of you, like, what is this? What? How does it work? How do people do something? Well, tell us about the event.
So for 36 hours, starting at 8 a.m. tomorrow, from 8 a.m. tomorrow through 8 p.m. on Thursday, you can go to centergives.org and choose as many different of those 230-plus organizations that you want to give to. Any donation of $10 or more will count you as a supporter, which can help some of these nonprofits win prizes. And this year we're super excited because we've been able to expand what we call our stretch pool. So that's for every dollar that is raised, a portion of the stretch pool goes to organizations beyond what the individual donors give. And that comes from Center Foundation and our partner, the Hamer Foundation. And so this year, that amount is actually $500,000. So
wow.
$500,000 goes up against every dollar raised and helps stretch everyone. And then in addition to that, as I mentioned, we have lots of prizes that organizations can win. So a lot of those are power hours, and Carrie's been working really hard at getting some really wonderful sponsors to support those. But we have more of those this year than ever before as well, I believe. And during those power hours, the organizations, small and large, because we really do try to be equitable and make sure that the smaller organizations get, you know, well funded as well as the bigger ones that have more resources for fundraising and things. But those two, the small organization and the large, that get the most donations during a power hour win an additional prize. So it's additional money that goes to them. And then there's a bunch of other fun prizes for different things. We select things at random. We choose things, organizations that have funds with Center Foundation, all kinds of different prizes. You can read all about that on the prizes page of centergives.org.
All right, so this all starts at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. It's all online. All right, centergives.org. I know, Carrie, do you have like a starter's pistol or something, or at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning?
That would be fun.
You go outside and bang!
Look for the fireworks, yeah.
All right.
On your mark.
And it goes for 36 straight hours. This is me being weird, because obviously this is all online, so you can keep track of things. Do people do donations at like 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock
in
the morning?
Yeah, you never know. I mean, if you suffer from insomnia, and need something to do, you're scrolling, scroll over to centergives.org.
Absolutely.
And, you know, instead of going to Amazon and shopping in the middle of the night, you can benefit Center County. And like Nathaniel said, that $500,000 goes towards every dollar, even those given in the middle of the night.
Okay. I just, you know, some freaky spike at like 2:45 in the morning. Like, what are those people doing? All right.
That's about when Uncle Frank comes stumbling in. So I don't be surprised.
Is that about right?
Yeah. Okay. And by the way, Uncle Frank was texting me here. That is 8 a.m. in the morning. Uncle Frank hasn't really figured out the a.m. p.m. Yes, Uncle Frank, that's 8 a.m. in the morning tomorrow, not 8 a.m. at night.
Okay, thank you.
He struggles.
Thank you very much.
We're trying
much
to help
that.
Him.
And the Hour of Power, I remember when I was a kid, my folks we went to church and they would watch this TV show, The Hour of Power. It was a religious show. So when I see the Power Hours, I think about that. Now, again, describe what's a Power Hour? I mean, how does this work? What is that?
Yeah. Well, let's say we have a Power Hour starting at 8 a.m. tomorrow, which we do. I forget the sponsor. Sorry.
That's okay. It's a really wonderful sponsor.
Sponsor that we're
go.
So grateful
One of
for.
The many.
Nice
yes.
general answer.
Super
yeah.
generous.
Yeah. But so from the hours of 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., every donation of $10 or more that goes in counts for that organization as a donor. And we count up, the website helps us, but we count up which organizations get the most donations in that hour. And we divide that in half for large and small based on their budget. And then those organizations that have the most donations in that hour from unique individuals get a $250 prize.
So this is any hour of the 36?
Well, we have quite a few Power Hours this year. I think it's close to 15 or 20. I don't remember.
The organizations are pretty good about pushing. Hey,
yeah.
This is our Power Hour coming up from 11 to noon or whatever
yeah.
it would be.
We have them listed on the Center Gives site. There's a in addition to our sponsors page, there's a prizes page, which lists current prizes coming up. So you can see what day and time that Power Hour will be. They're not assigned to the organizations. They're open to any organization can get any Power Hour. But the organizations like to get that excitement and drum up that support for certain hours. So
yeah.
they've definitely been pushing out, you know, this hour we're going to try and win the prize, which
yeah.
is also fun. It's like a game, and it's, you know, all for a good cause.
That's what I was about to say. This is kind of like a game. So, and again, these different groups, organizations, they know when their hour is, and so their job is to let their supporters know, hey, 3 p.m., here we go!
They can,
right?
Yeah, they pick the... yeah.
Right, something like that. Yeah, right, Nathaniel?
Yeah, they do. They broadcast that out, and, you know, coming from the other side, it's really kind of fun, because you don't think of nonprofits as competitive. But I tell you what, during Center Gives...
It comes out.
You see it. You
yeah.
realize that everybody's competitive.
I got
this
the postcards
right
to prove it right here. All right? Yeah. Holy smokes. And emails and other stuff, which is very, very interesting. So, yeah. again, 230. Are these all Center County?
Yeah.
They're all 230 all in Center County.
So some of the organizations may have a scope beyond just the county, but as long as they serve the county and they can show that they're willing to use the money raised during Center Gives to help Center County residents, then we'll allow them to participate.
And some of them may be located outside Center County, but Center County doesn't have another organization that serves this area. So they'll participate because they are our organization for this county.
Okay, all right. And you mentioned there are 40 such organizations like yours around the state, I think you said, right? 40. Does everybody do this? I live here. I don't know what other folks are doing.
It is a common program of community foundations. Williamsport area does one. Who else? Well, they do them across
Lancaster.
The country. Lancaster has a big one. York has a big one. Theirs is only 24 hours. Every community, just about every community foundation has their own Giving Day program. And no two are alike, but they're all fun and all have the same purpose.
Now, this event, how old is this event, Center Gives?
This is our 14th year.
14.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I guess one of my questions was, you know, with all the tumult and stuff, and we live in crazy times and so on, just sort of a general question, how are nonprofits doing? I could understand if some are struggling because some people are pulling back on their spending. Well, we don't have $8 eggs anymore, thankfully, but we did, all right, earlier this year, $8 for a dozen eggs, and I can't afford this. Well, maybe I'm not going to give this year, that sort of thing. I mean, is that happening? Has that been happening? Are things changing?
Things are changing, for
things
sure.
Things have been changing.
Yeah. And nonprofits, a lot of the smaller nonprofits especially, and even some of the big ones, depend on this Center Gives money for operations during the year. And I would imagine this year, in particular, fundraising, Center Gives, is going to be all that more important, again, because, you know, the funding from the government has been pulled back or canceled. But, you know, it's just $10 a person. I mean, if we got every single person in Center County to just give $10, it would be amazing. So,
okay.
Yeah. Certainly some challenges out there, but we're hopeful that we can make this event a really big one for these organizations and help them keep their lights on.
Now,
I think the big thing is just a lot of uncertainty right now. And not that, I don't know that certainty is ever a common theme with nonprofits, but maybe more uncertain than ever. And so it feels like this year's event may be more important than ever before, just because, again, I know a couple of folks that work in nonprofits, and they're like, we're just holding off right now. We think we're going to be okay, but we're holding off on maybe hiring that next person or holding off on this spending just until we see kind of how everything settles out here in the coming months. It just feels like there's just a lot of let's wait and see how this goes type of thing going on out there.
A little bit of breath holding.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Carrie, you mentioned the foundation does not get government funding. Correct?
Correct.
That's right. But a lot of these individual organizations, I guess, do?
Mm-hmm.
Would that be accurate?
Absolutely.
Or all of them do?
Probably most of them.
Most of them do.
Yeah, a lot of organizations are finding out that they do when they think that they got state funding, for instance.
Yeah.
Because money that gets distributed from the state is actually coming from the federal government many times. So there are, we've heard of a number of organizations that have either lost grants or just had them frozen so that their operations kind of freeze, you know, in place, or their projects that they're working on. It varies a lot depending on the organization, to be honest. But it is a challenging time, and as Jeff pointed out, a lot of uncertainty, just a lot of unknown what's next, which is hard when organizations are trying to, you know, manage their budgets and pay their people and things like that.
So that does make this year's effort kind of doubly important because of all of the going on down in D.C. and then floating our way. So holy mackerel.
Center County can do it, though. Like I said, they rose to the challenge during COVID, and I firmly believe that Center County can rise to the challenge again this year.
All right, to wrap up, again, let's get the basics. What is this event? When is this event? How does somebody take part?
I'm going to jump in with one other plug, too. The Center Gives Fest is a really fun celebration we're really excited to have. That's sort of an in-person component to this virtual experience. From 5 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, we'll be in Brass 16823. We have, I think, 38 organizations signed up. They'll be bringing activities and tables. We'll have food trucks, games, face painting, photo booth, very family-friendly.
Animals
as well. Yeah, that's very important.
You had me at food trucks. I mean, animals is a nice bonus, but you had me at food trucks.
Yeah, the kids love the animals.
All right, so this is Thursday evening. Where again?
Belfont's Brass 16823. They're on the way to Axman there, near the Axman Brewery, in the same building, basically.
So this is the last 3 hours, Thursday, 5 to 8 p.m.
We'll have a big countdown and a lot of excitement. We'll be awarding some special prizes to organizations during those 3 hours. Should be a lot of fun.
Cool. All right, so again, the website is centergives.org. Spell center right, R-E. Centergives.org. 8 a.m. tomorrow. Carrie will be outside with the starter's pistol. All right. So, and when we start our show tomorrow morning, I guess we should have a starter's pistol. Bang! All right, we'll do something. Folks, much good luck. This sounds like a lot of fun. And Carrie, I agree with you. Locals find a way to step up. and come forward.
Yeah,
and
it's called Happy Valley for a reason.
Amen.
There you go. Well, folks, have a lot of fun with this event, although I get the feeling it might drive you a little crazy. What are your 36 hours going to be like?
It's certainly our busiest 36 hours. But, oh, and that's one more thing. If you don't feel comfortable going online, and you don't like giving, you know, using your credit card online or anything, even though it's completely secure, but if you have questions or whatever, you can call us in the office because we will be there to answer the phone. And that number is 814-237-6229. So you can do that if you, have any trouble or questions. We will be there all day. We'll be there until 8 o'clock to answer the phone each day. And if you call after we're in the office, we'll get the message and we'll call you right back as soon as we come back in the morning. We don't stay up all night.
Over the years, there's obviously a lot of work that goes into this, but how much now is it like, all right, we know how this goes now, and you have the or is it every year? Because, again, you're trying to improve, you're trying to add. Just talk a little bit about the work leading up to it. I know it's a crazy 36 hours, but leading up to it, how much now is, all right, we know this, but, man, we want to add this. And talk about the lead up, and when does that thinking about next year's event start Friday? It's like, all right, let's what worked, what maybe didn't work as well as we hoped. What all goes into that?
Yeah, we definitely have a debrief on Friday. Mm-hmm. We may be a little punchy, but we have one. but yeah, I mean, we like to be comfortably uncomfortable, you know? So yeah, it's a well-oiled machine, but we like to consider what we can do to improve it. I mean, and that's how we got that $500,000 stretch pool this year. We went out and captured more sponsors who have been incredibly generous so that we could have more prizes this year and more power hours. You know, we, Nathaniel, being new to the group, has some really cool ideas for future years. So
yeah, you know, it was great. I must say I work with some really wonderful, well-organized, bright people that left me a lot of breadcrumbs starting this job in January. But I started right away when I started working. It is a year-round effort for sure. And we're always trying to find ways to make things better and make the impact all the greater on the county, for sure.
Scott is intrigued. He's wondering what it must be like to work with bright, thoughtful individuals.
Thought did cross my mind.
Yeah, I could see it.
Although I'm slightly disappointed. Nobody's pulling an all-nighter. Not one person of you is pulling an all-nighter? Come on.
Hopefully the web servers are. But
there you go.
I'm telling you, that spike at 2:45 a.m., boom, is just, and hopefully it don't crash the site. That's never happened, by the way, has it? The site's never crashed?
Many, many years ago.
They were so organized,
to Nathaniel's point, the people who worked at Center Foundation at the time, I think there were only four, now there's eight. They were so organized, they turned it to the phones immediately, kept taking in donations. They completed the event successfully.
All right.
So we'll be ready, no matter what.
Okay. So again, the website, centergives.org. The phone number that Carrie mentioned is 237-6229. Correct? 814. Yeah, you got to put the area code in front.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to do the phone, now don't do it today. All right. This is tomorrow and Thursday. Again, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Go outside. Listen for the starter's pistol. All right. You will hear it wherever you are. Well, folks, have a lot of fun with this event. I plan to give, although, again, 230, it's like, okay, should I flip a coin?
I'm telling you, that is the toughest incredible part. It really is each year. It's like, oh, man, we have a lot of great organizations, great people doing great things.
Mm-hmm. So have fun, and thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. All right, we're going to take a break here. We went a little long, little different with our schedule.
Well, but that's what we're wanting
But we
to
still
do.
Have plenty of things to talk about here on Let's Talk, and we will return right after this.
From State College, Lock Haven, and Bellefonte, Central PA Sports Authority, Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. This Father's Day weekend, The Fox will be giving away a spacious hot springs hot tub during a Belfont cruise at Talleyrand Park in downtown Belfont. Stop by these fine locations and get signed up to become a qualifier for the contest. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a sock-off, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit BelfontCruise.org. That's 814-280-5881 or BelfontCruise.org. The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise, Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from PAMP.
What's the name of Yun's team up there?
The, Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200, 25 horsepower, with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox College.
It is Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. It is a rainy Tuesday.
Yeah.
Not that.
I think your field day is...
Yeah.
I assume they'll postpone it to another day.
The track event will be postponed until tomorrow, which we'll see. The baseball, I'm not sure. They will try to make it up, I'm sure, but...
Are you talking about Penn State?
No. Oh, for Penn State baseball, if that gets rained out, that is a good question. I don't think so.
I think that'll just be canceled.
Yeah. I think that one will just be canceled. Yeah, the local stuff, they'll try to make up where they can.
All right. So, because I remember field day when my kids were kids, and that was just a fun event. You know, pull up a lawn chair.
Big deal.
Bring along a picnic lunch or something and watch the kids have fun racing and jumping and doing all sorts of stuff. So there we go. Unfortunately, it's supposed to rain pretty much all day. Now, it won't be heavy, but just enough to be annoying. Sorry. The way it goes, but anyway. All right, open line time till the end of the show. All right, we got some funky schedules because we went long with our guests there. 814-954-7266 is our phone number. Again, the Center Gives event tomorrow and Thursday, big event for all of those charities and nonprofits and so on. And I can imagine some of those charities and nonprofits are kind of sitting on the edge of their seat, like, okay, we really need a little something here. And you're sort of familiar with one of those. So tomorrow you're going to be, we're going to do the Zoom room in reverse.
Yes.
All right. Zoom Base Alpha is going to be with him.
I will be out and about. Tomorrow. Yeah, I'll be over at the Jana Marie Foundation's office. Again, that is my wife's local nonprofit, which works with young people on mental health and mental health education. They do a lot of trainings for adults who work with kiddos, so that you know what resources are available, you know what to look for, you know what to do if a kid reaches out to you, all of those sorts of things. And then they do a lot of programs for the kiddos, which, you know, it's about forming those connections. It's about allowing for outlets for kids to pursue their passions, which is just so critical to both have those connections and develop those passions and foster those passions. So we'll be over there talking with my wife and some others about the foundation. And again, this event, Center Gives, is just a great event. Yeah, while the nonprofits are competitive, as they were talking about, it also, one of the things that is really gratifying to me, seeing up close and personal what my wife does and then working with a lot of the other foundations, is just how much there is that cooperative effort within these different nonprofits, where it's like, hey, you know, we deal with this. Might that overlap here? Well, sure. Let's find a way that we can work collaboratively on different events. Whether it's some of it is fundraising, but a lot of it is, hey, let's just get together, collaborate on a program or programs that would be mutually beneficial to our organizations and the folks that we serve with our organizations. And it is amazing to see how many collaborative efforts with these nonprofits are figured out here locally. So if you're able to give, and that is a big if, we are a very giving county, and that is wonderful, and there again are a ton of great organizations that you can give to. But also, like, I know you might want to get in on it, but like if you're in a personal circumstance where you're like, I'm not sure how we're paying our heating bill next month, folks, like, you got to take care of yourself first. So there are other ways to help these organizations out. Again, if you're able, certainly we encourage you to give during the Center Gives time, because those dollars do get stretched out and make even more of an impact. Your $10 can help lead to an organization getting another 250, another 1,000, depending, you know, different things can happen during the Center Gives event. So that is impactful and meaningful. But you can also, there are so many volunteer opportunities, whether it's helping some of these organizations with a golf tournament that they run or some other event. And it's like, man, if you have a couple of hours, you can go out. So just keep that in mind. If you are like, man, I really want to give and I really don't know how I'm going to be able, don't
stretch yourself too thin, but maybe look at, you know, as you hear about some of these organizations and look up and learn about them, maybe considering, hey, if you have a couple of hours on a weekend here, yeah, help out with this this particular event. Maybe make a couple of phone calls for an organization to solicit help, so that there are other ways than financial support. Again, this event is about financial support, and I do want to emphasize that only give if you are truly able. If you're like, I'm not sure if I can, you probably can't. And again, the intentions are good there, but man, take care of yourself, take care of your family first, and then again, if you are able, boy, this is a great, great event to be able to give if you're able. And yeah, if $10 is like, yeah, I can afford 10, cool, do the 10. If, you know, you're in a circumstance where, yeah, you know what, I could give 100, cool. Whatever you can give, figure that out, and then, again, look at the many great organizations, figure out where your heart or your passion is, and, you know, maybe spread it out as best you can over the next couple of days. But kudos to everybody involved here with Center Gives. This really has become just a really neat, fun, Hallmark event that obviously is very meaningful, very impactful for the local nonprofits.
All right, so we'll talk more about this tomorrow. And again, big guy here is going to do Zoom room in reverse.
That's right. I'm out on the road.
He's going to be on the road, and I'm going to be
on the road again.
All right. We're going to take our break here because again, our schedule's a little. Yeah.
I will have to talk to my wife. Of course, I only go on the road when there is food involved, so I will have to make sure that the Jana Marie Foundation is providing the appropriate dietary needs of yours truly.
We will have that discussion
later today.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll have open line time. Yes, what about these campuses that the proposal is they're going to close?
Mm-hmm.
We weren't supposed to know this till yesterday. Somebody leaked. All right, that just sounds weird. We'll take a break. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. More on that when we come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. This Father's Day weekend, the Fox will be giving away a spacious hot springs hot tub during a Belfont cruise at Talleyrand Park in downtown Belfont. Stop by these fine locations and get signed up to become a qualifier for the contest. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a sock-off, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit BelfontCruise.org. That's 814-280-5881 or BelfontCruise.org. The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise, Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an Insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an Insider, only from 987 The Fox.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Dotter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Dodder Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Dodder Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Dodder Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
And I said,
couple of renegades in here. It's Jeff and Scott with you. It is Let's Talk on a Tuesday morning edition. Phone line is open, 814-954-7266. As we hit the penultimate segment of today's program.
What does that mean?
That's second to last.
I was going to say, it sounds great.
It does, doesn't it?
It's very academic.
Penultimate, I tell you.
Penultimate. It's a pen and it's ultimate.
Yeah, something the ultimate
a,
pen.
Something to do with a pen.
Mm-hmm.
Penn State. Well, let's start with them. All right, here we go. Now, folks, if you want to call in with your views, all right, that's why we have a show. It was leaked to, apparently, the Philadelphia Inquirer. Going to Penn State Commonwealth or branch campuses. Again, we've been talking about this for months. They're going to close some of them. Clearly, that was going to happen.
Yeah.
And I originally thought the hammer was going to drop this week. In other words, the official pronouncement, boom, this week, here we go.
I think that was the plan.
That was, well, yes, maybe. Now, again,
Thursday.
Dr. Bendapudi, Penn State president, has had a recent health issue, pretty serious one, I would say.
Yeah.
And so that probably slowed things down. And the Board of Trustees apparently is going to have an online meeting on Thursday. The fancy term here is executive session, which is a fancy way of saying we're going to go in this room and close the door and we're not going to tell you what we're going to talk about. All right. When I see school boards, well, we're going into executive session. I'm like, everybody clear the room. I think, okay, I know what these guys are going to do. They're going to do that on Thursday, but no pronouncements officially until at least next week. Officially. But you know that they've had a proposal and an idea. Well, here's what we think we're going to do. Somebody apparently spilled the beans to the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Yeah.
And the Inquirer, I'm looking at a little brief blurb of theirs, according to multiple sources close to the Board of Trustees, which means one person leaked it, and then you go contact a few others and you say, well, we got the info, here it is. And the new person would be like, well, yeah, that's right. Okay. All right. So one person leaked it. And I've got to wonder over at Old May, they're like, who leaked it? You know, that sort of thing. If you miss this, all right, now this is a proposal right now. Now here's, well, let me mention this, the schools, and then an interesting little wrinkle, all right? Seven of them, which, that sounds about right. And the seven in, I guess, alphabetical order are DuBois, Fayette, Mont Alto, New Kensington, Shenango, Wilkes-Barre, and York. Now, of those seven, I'm kind of familiar with three of them. Now, DuBois, when I was doing my old job, I worked the DuBois area many, 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 many times. I drove right past the really rather small Penn State DuBois campus. It's kind of right on one of the main streets in DuBois. Never went in, but drove past. It's right next to DuBois High School. And many, many times drove right by. York is where I grew up. This is Scott. I grew up in the York County area, so I know about Penn State York. I know where it is in York and so on. And then Wilkes-Barre, all right, when I was in high school, God forbid I wanted to be a broadcaster. What on earth was I thinking? My parents should have
choices.
Smacked me around a
yes.
little bit or something, you know. But I was in, and I had an interest in Penn State, and for whatever reason they said, you should check out the Wilkes-Barre campus. Okay.
Huh.
So one day, my mom and I hop in the car, drive York to Wilkes-Barre is a considerable drive, drove up, saw the campus, Very small. Now, granted, this is over 40 years ago.
Those were the
days.
This
is a long time ago, all right? Frankly, wasn't that impressed. All right. Just wasn't.
Well, they weren't impressed with you either.
Well, maybe that's the truth. I don't know. What do these campuses have in common? Well, they've all had enrollment declines. In other words, the number of students has gone down. According to the Inquirer story, it ranges anywhere from York, which has had a 15% reduction over the last 5 years, 15%. DuBois has gone down by a third in the last 5 years. Obviously, that's not great, all right? Originally, there were 12 campuses on the, if you will, hit list. These are the seven that are being proposed right now. The other five that it would appear are going to stay open are Hazleton, Beaver, Schuylkill, Greater Allegheny, and Scranton. Now, Scranton and Hazleton are not that far apart. I knew one of the Wilkes-Barre, of course, is also there. I knew at least one of those three was going to be on the list, and I figured it was probably Wilkes-Barre. That was a guess. The other schools there, I think, are primarily either close to Philly or close to Pittsburgh. No surprise, that's where people are.
Yeah.
All right, we get it, all right? Now, if this actually happens, it's not going to be bam, okay, we're done, bye. It's going to be a two-year thing, so they wouldn't actually close until, I guess, May or June of 2027. So they would still take incoming students, and, I mean, this is still the idea, right? If you go to a branch or a Commonwealth campus, you go there for 2 years, then you're supposed to matriculate up to here. Up to University Park. Is that still the norm?
I think generally, I don't think that's like a hard and set rule, but yeah, I think generally
there's still a lot of people that do that.
Yeah.
All right? 2 years there at your branch, and then 2 years or maybe three up here. All right? So, in other words, they could take students this summer or this year, and they would get 2 years at their campus, probably like they've always done, and then matriculate up here, assuming that's what they want to do. All right? Now, a year from now, how many students might they take in if you're only going to be there for a year? That'll be interesting to see. So, again, somebody leaked this. Now, again, the Board of Trustees is going to have this online meeting now on Thursday. Don't have any other details than that. This is Tuesday. The names have been leaked. What I'm wondering is, again, this is a proposal. This is not hard, firm, set yet. I'm wondering if people from those seven campuses are going to start working the phones over the next 2 days to try to politic with trustees members to say, come on, don't do this. Come on, don't do this. I don't know. What do you think? When I saw this story and I saw the timing yesterday, that was the first thing I thought of. This is going to give people from those seven campuses a chance to get on the phones or write emails or go knock on doors or something to say, hey, come on, don't do this. All right? You're nodding your head. What do you think?
I mean, maybe. I don't... I'm not sure at this point. Maybe there is. I certainly don't have any insight into what all has gone into the decision making, what all could sway folks, but this feels like they pretty much know what's happening. And I think the folks on those campuses probably pretty much know what's happening. I mean, again, is it worth a shot? I suppose. I'm kind of doubting that they're going to be inundated. Maybe I'm wrong about that with emails and messages. They are going to close some campuses. If they have identified these ones, I understand if you're on those campuses, it would be very disappointing. In the overall scheme of things, David Kleppinger was the chair of the Penn State Board of Trustees, was quoted as saying the disclosure of these seven campuses, I guess we could term likely to be closed,
The release of those campuses 3 days before this meeting, he says, is disheartening. Let me just find the quote. I find it deeply frustrating. This is a quote. Penn State Board of Trustees Chair David Kleppinger, quote, I find it deeply frustrating that someone with early access to this recommendation decided to share it with the media with absolutely no regard for how this information would impact members of our campus communities. Our students, faculty, and staff deserve better, unquote. I guess my question is, I understand the frustration. Would this be less disheartening for these universities and the individuals working there? I guess I'm not sure I'm understanding why. I understand his position. Now, I understand why he's saying this. But from the practical standpoint, this would be much better when they hear it on Thursday in a Board of Trustees release that, hey, these are the seven campuses. Oh, boy, well, that is heartening to know that the Board of Trustees is letting us know this information, not the media. I don't think there's actually any difference in terms of the impact this will have. I miss a lot of stuff. Maybe I'm missing it. I don't think... Well, at least we didn't find this out 3 days ago from somebody other than the Board of Trustees. I don't think they are going to care a whit one way or the other how or exactly when they learn this information. But maybe I'm wrong.
Think like a political operative.
Oh.
Now, folks, I don't... The folks that I call...
I.e., don't think.
The folks that I call political animals.
Uh-huh.
All right? These are the folks, everything in life they see through the lens of politics. Somebody listening to my voice right now is a political animal. Come on, you know who you are. Everything's political to you. So the thought here is, if somebody had not leaked yesterday or over the weekend or whatever, okay, whenever it took place, and the trustees would have said, okay, here's the ones, okay, done. And then they announce it and it's done. Done, done, done.
Right.
Now, with the leaker... It's, okay, hold on, we're not ready to do the done yet. And again, it's going to be the phone calls, the emails, the knock on the door. It's going to be all the politicking and so on. And probably the board president's like, oh, man, this is a headache I did not want. This is,
yeah,
you know, we just wanted to announce it, slam the door, that's it. Well, now we got this zone of time where people are going to be, again, I don't know, protesters will show up at the front door or something with signs and chants and all that sort of thing, whereas they could have just slammed the door and been done with it. That's why. That's why he's disheartened, because he knows he's about to get a whole several days' worth of grief.
Yeah, if we were to put truth serum in David Kleppinger, that what this would read is, I find it deeply frustrating that someone with early access to this recommendation decided to share it with the media and take away our impact and our decision, and they didn't think about how this would impact our board members. Because the impact, the members of the campus communities that he's pretending he's upset about, that impact, I could be wrong here. If somebody's like, oh, Ironhead, come on. Of course, it's going to be better for the students, faculty, and staff to hear it 3 days later from the board than reading it in a Philadelphia Inquirer report. I'm all ears. I'm not seeing what difference that makes to the faculty, staff, and students. The only impact I see this having at all, and truthfully, you may be right, Scott. I don't think there's going to be widespread protests, and I don't think there's going to be a lot of phone calls and emails. I think these folks are largely resigned to their fate, but any calls or emails that they have, again, the impact here is on the board members. The students, faculty, and staff are impacted exactly the same either way, is my take on it.
Yeah.
So I don't, it just seems disingenuous, I guess, is
All right, we'll take our break in a moment. That's the one thing, and I don't know how to gather this information this week, is are these folks at these other campuses resigned to their fate, or will they try to fight it? I would be very curious to somehow find a way to follow that. Are they just, okay, they finally dropped the other shoe, there it goes, we're done, or will be in 2 years. Or, no, let's work the phones. Let's go see people. We can still save. I will be very curious to see which one of those happens. Resigned or fight? Resigned or fight? And it primarily would be this week, like starting now. All right. That's what I'll be kind of curious to see if there's any kind of intrepid reporters out there, get some kind of coverage. Are these folks resigned to their fate, or are they going to fight it? Very interesting. All right. Let's take our break. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We have one more short segment. If you want to chime in, hey, we got a phone line. You can use it. All right. We'll see if we can do that when we come back after this.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. This Father's Day weekend, the Fox will be giving away a spacious hot springs hot tub during a Belfont cruise at Talleyrand Park in downtown Belfont. Stop by these fine locations and get signed up to become a qualifier for the contest. Dotterer Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a sock-off, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit BelfontCruise.org. That's 814-280-5881 or BelfontCruise.org. The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise, Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th.
Join the Nittany Knights as they perform Just Sing, 7 p.m. May 17th at the State Theater in downtown State College. This year's spring show will feature 2024 International Barbershop Harmony Society gold medal winners, Three and a Half Men, along with choirs from State College High School and Mountain Indian Park Forest Middle Schools. Tickets $30 for adults, $20 for children 15 and under. Get your tickets today at nittanyknights.org. Just Sing, May 17th, 7 p.m. at the State Theater. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Dotter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200, 25 horsepower, with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Dotter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Dotter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Dotter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Sports Radio 98.7, the Fox Sports.
It is a Tuesday morning edition of Let's Talk. Jeff and Scott with you. A little open phone time remaining. Again, the phone line is available for your use at 814-954-7266.
All right, we've got about 5 minutes. We will see how this story unfolds this week into next week. Again, it's inevitable. All right, let's play our fun game, Quiz the Ironhead.
Oh, boy.
How many total Penn State campuses are there? Total.
20-some. 27?
24. All right. Now, one of the 24 is the World Campus. That's the online, all online. All right? 24. One of them is the Penn State College of Medicine down in Hershey Medical Center. That's a Penn State facility. There's one. One is Penn College up in Williamsport, which sort of operates independently, but officially it's part of Penn State. Okay. One is the Graduate School, which is down in Malvern. That's like suburban Philadelphia. That's all about graduate school stuff. Then you have the other 20. All right. Actually, hold on a second. 20, does that count University Park? Maybe it's 25. I'm not sure of that. But there's like 20, I don't know, call them branch campuses. And they want to close 7 of them. And I'm trying to think if there's another university anywhere in America that has 24 or 25 campuses across an entire state. Now, the University of California system is kind of big. There's UCLA, which is Los Angeles, UC San Diego, UC here, UC there, all right, UC, we see, that sounds like a weird rhyme. I'm not sure there's another, like for instance, Pitt, for instance, has 4 other campuses besides Pittsburgh. They got 5, all right, that's it. And by the way, for whatever reason, their campuses apparently are just fine. They're doing great. Now, granted, they're only in the western third of the state. Penn State, of course, is pretty much over the whole state. Although I could argue the northern tier is like a big lot of nothing. All right, there's just nothing. From you go east of Erie, you keep going on Route 6, you keep going, you keep going, you keep going. There's nothing there until you get to Scranton and Wilkes-Barre. Okay, but it's almost inevitable. Is this just isn't sustainable anymore? And so they've decided these 7 are going to be the ones. And again, what I mentioned, according to the story, they all have in common, they all have declining enrollments. Well, if you've got a school that can't pull in kids anymore, do you keep it open? Yes or no? Now, and again, maybe you've seen some stories. If, assuming this happens, these particular schools do close, will they affect that town where they're in? Well, of course they would. I mean, Mont Alto, which is down toward the Maryland border, kind of in the middle of nowhere, sort of, maybe, kind of. If Mont Alto closes, is that going to affect that area? Of course it is. Now, York, all right, I've got a bit of a bias with York, all right? I'm a graduate of York College of Pennsylvania, which is like a couple of miles from Penn State York. If Penn State York closes, I don't think there's going to be that much of an impact. Just isn't. And a lot of those kids in that area, frankly, will probably navigate over to York College. All right, now I have a bias. That's my alma mater. All right. So if Penn State York closes, maybe not that much of an effect. If Dubois closes, that'll hurt. Although, again, Du Bois' numbers have gone down a third in the last 5 years. So you could argue, there's not a whole lot there anyway. How do you make this decision? You're a board of... Oh, let's have some fun, Mr. Ironhead. You're a board of trustees member. How do you make this decision? What are you thinking?
What are you giving me to stay open?
Boy, okay.
This is why nobody asked me.
Wait, you personally?
Yes.
What am I giving you?
Yes. So I will consider allowing you to stay open.
So you want a bribe?
Well, I mean, you could call it a bribe.
If I give you 100 pounds
of
bacon.
Is you can stay open.
100 pounds of bacon.
You may stay open. Next.
Folks, he's joking. Huh? Okay. Well, maybe not about the bacon part, but he's
well, I mean, 100 pounds. That's.
But again, for me this week, and again, if some intrepid reporter is listening, and we know you are, See if you can do some reporting this week. Again, are these particular campuses resigned to their fate, or are they fighting it? And if they're fighting it, of course, what's happening? What are they doing? That's what I want to know this week. I'm just curious. Roll over or fight this thing? We'll see if we get any kind of reporting on that. So there we go.
Yeah.
All right, folks, going to be a rainy day. Rainy day.
Dang it.
All right, tomorrow, Center Gives. My buddy here is on location. You need to listen to this. This will be wild. Have a terrific Tuesday.
From State College, Lock Haven, and Belfont, Central PA Sports Authority, Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.